on Good Shepherd Sunday, which is today, there are two aspects of what we celebrate. On one hand, we focus on the Good Shepherd, that's the Lord Jesus himself, ang mabuting pastol. And then on the other hand, we pray for our shepherds of the church, and we pray for more shepherds. Today is the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. In fact, it's the 60th World Day of Prayer for Vocations, and we'll be praying a prayer for vocations at the end of this Mass. One of the words we use for the clergy, after all, is pastor. Pastor means shepherd. Now, when we think of shepherds, certain images might come to mind right away. We might think of sheep, pictures of sheep on the hillsides, and then a man with a curved staff guiding them. Or we might think immediately of those famous religious paintings of Jesus reaching out to rescue a small sheep caught in a steep mountain, or maybe Jesus tenderly carrying a lamb or carrying a lamb on his shoulders. There was an image of the Good Shepherd projected on the screens here at the beginning of the Mass. And these are beautiful. These are fine. They can be very consoling, these artworks that depict the Good Shepherd, as long as we identify ourselves as the sheep he is caring for. And that's very important, because the danger is that this kind of image or this kind of symbol can remain impersonal. We don't see ourselves in it. We might look at the Good Shepherd as a kind of generic symbol of God's goodness. And that's not what Jesus means when he applies the shepherd image to himself. It's not enough for us simply to identify Jesus as a nice, caring, authority figure. It's more important to come to know him as my shepherd, to know that he is caring for me, that he is guiding me, that he's providing for me. That's why today's psalm, Psalm 23, very popular psalm and very significant, is so fitting for this celebration of Good Shepherd Sunday. You know the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. I don't lack anything because the Lord is providing for me. I don't have to fear anything because I have the Lord protecting me." This psalm, Psalm 23, is a personal reflection. It's not a reflection to say, oh, the Lord is a shepherd. It's a statement that the Lord is my shepherd and that he's a good shepherd, trustworthy. I'm one of his sheep. I'm a member of his flock. And that's a good thing, very consoling. So if you take only one idea home from this Mass, take this one. Jesus is your personal shepherd. Or take a few moments again to reflect on this Psalm 23. It's a personal reflection of our own real situation. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Beautiful image. He leads me beside still waters, peaceful, calm. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. These are beautiful images if we let them sink in. This psalm is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it gives us a sense of what Jesus means in today's gospel when he says, "I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly." Life and more abundant life. Abundant life. What an attractive description of what we long for, what we hope for. Sometimes we don't even know how to describe what we want. You know, we might use images like green pastures and still waters and a place where our soul can be refreshed. But we want more. We want it to be more abundant. We want to be happier. We want to be healthier. We want to be more complete, more fulfilled. And we want it to last, and we want our loved ones to be united. And we could try to put it into words, but maybe it's enough to summarize it by saying what we want is more abundant life, fullness of life. And we learn from these scriptures that these blessings in abundance come from the Lord. Okay, so far so good. We can accept the principle that God is good, that he's a good shepherd, he's always good. But a time will always come in life, maybe every day at some point or another, when it seems to us that God is not being good, when it seems that we're not being well cared for, well shepherded. We don't see green pastures. All we see is the valley of the shadow of death. And we start to wonder why God would allow us to enter into a dark valley in the first place. You know, many people question the goodness of God, or maybe even the existence of God. And they say, well, if the Lord is a good shepherd, why did I lose my job? If the Lord's a good shepherd, why is my child sick? Why did my loved one die? Why is my marriage in trouble? Why is it that wicked people seem to prosper and they look so good on social media and my family and I are suffering more than ever? Well, to help us reflect on this seeming contradiction, the contradiction that the Lord is indeed a good shepherd, but we still suffer while we're under his care, I think it can help us to reflect on what Jesus says in today's gospel about the difference between him and a stranger. This is the line I'm referring to. This is John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. The sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Now, what Jesus is telling us here is that his voice is not the only voice we hear. And isn't that the truth? We live in a noisy world, a world full of lots of voices. And so many of them promise us some version of the abundant life or the more abundant life. Advertising is probably the easiest example to point to because every ad promises us something, some path to greater happiness. You know, we're told if we go to this place, if we travel to that place, if we go to that mall, if we buy this shampoo or this brand of coffee, well then we will look and feel wonderful, we'll be popular, we'll be healthy, we'll be happy. We will have life and have it more abundantly. That's what the advertisements seem to tell us. Now we know it's not true, of course. But the promise is still very appealing, and those ads, they work to a certain extent. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend millions of pesos to keep promoting these things. We really do sometimes buy what is promoted, or we at least accept it as a good thing. Oh yes, that's a better brand than that. That will make us happier if we can afford it. And there are lots of things like that. There are lots of products, lots of ideas, lots of lifestyles that are promoted nowadays. Just look in the social media. Well, don't bother. Actually, don't have to bother. You already know what's there. It's the same. Same kind of advertising, same kind of promotion of what someone is telling us will make us happy. We're constantly being told that all of this is what makes up the abundant life. So when we don't have it, and we don't have it most of the time, in fact, we have very little of what's really being promoted. When we don't have it, when we don't feel satisfied with our possessions and with our status and with what people think of us, well, then we're tempted to question why the Good Shepherd is not being good to us and he's good to others. You notice the problem here? Whose voice is saying that this is what will make us happy? Whose voice is saying that this is what is meant by lying down in green pastures? Not the shepherd. This is the message of the stranger, the message of someone other than the shepherd. Someone other than the Lord. Now, sheep, to follow the imagery that's used in the gospel here, sheep, we're told, recognize the voice of their shepherd. And they run away when they hear the voice of a stranger. They recognize the voice of the shepherd. They run away when they hear a stranger's voice. In fact, they're frightened by a stranger's voice. Sheep are not very bright. Everyone knows this. Sheep are very weak. They're vulnerable, almost completely defenseless, especially if they're separated from the flock. They have no sense of direction. They easily get lost. But at least they have this going for them. They recognize the voice of the shepherd. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, do we recognize the voice of our shepherd? Do we recognize the voice of our shepherd? Are the sheep smarter than we are? Or to put it in a negative way, are we stupider than sheep? Sometimes we are. Sometimes we are, because we're all too ready to follow other voices. We follow the voice of strangers. Instead of running away, which is what we should do, we just follow, like everybody else. And we follow everyone into misery. Misery. It doesn't make us happier. The promise is a false one. We're being lied to by all these voices. And then we blame God as if he's not being good. See the problem? It's not God's problem. It's not God's fault. We're following the wrong voices. So let's be smarter. This is Good Shepherd Sunday. Let's be good sheep. Let's be smarter sheep. Let's listen more carefully to the voice of the shepherd, to his word, his voice, his direction, his commandments, his guidance. And let's be more ready to follow him, even when it is difficult, even when we are passing through a dark valley or we feel surrounded by enemies. The Lord is still our good shepherd and he's still watching over us. He's the gate, he's the way, he's the way into the abundant life that we hope for. Remember what our shepherd, the true good shepherd, has told us. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly.